Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Coming up on podcast 1506, the Ford F-150 Lightning start getting delivered to real customers. Stick around, I'll tell you what I know. Also on the podcast today, we're talking Hyundai IONIQ 6. We're talking about how many ID buzzes VW will make every single year. And some news coming from China. We'll talk BYD, NIO, and the Aura Funky Cat. Or is it Good Cat? I don't know. We'll get to that in a second. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you're listening in the world, welcome to EV News Daily, your trusted source of EV information. It's Tuesday, 21st of June today. My name is Marcin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. I'm here to save your time. It's the job that I do, and whether you are into electric cars or batteries or work in the industry, I hope you find this service some sort of useful. Headline story kicks us off today. The first real customer in the US of the Ford F-150 Lightning has taken delivery of his vehicle. Now, always be careful when you see the nice little press release, or maybe even I fall for it sometimes, and we talk about deliveries beginning. For instance, Rivian began delivering their R1S, that's their SUV, months ago. Yeah, I think it went to a chap called RJ. You might know him. He's quite famous. He started a car company called Rivian. Yeah, so when you deliver it to the boss, or the, you know, the CFO, whoever, doesn't really count. However, we now know that the first Ford F-150 Lightning is with customers, and the first person to take delivery is a chap called Nick. Nick Schmidt is just about Ford PR department's wet dream of an owner. And it is no coincidence that he was the first person to get the Lightning. The press release was written about him. All the articles are about him. Because let me tell you about Nick. Well, first of all, Nick looks about 35 or 40 years old. He's got a bushy beard, so it's hard to tell. A picture of him and his beautiful wife in front of the vehicle, in front of the dealership, collecting his Ford F-150. Nick is a good old boy. Nick has driven Ford trucks for many years. He ordered his F-150 last year when it was first announced. He's the first real buyer to get his in the driveway. Not new to pickups. He lives on a farm. It gets better, right? He lives on a family farm. What a good, decent American this chap is. He lives on the family farm in Michigan, a town of about 1,500 residents called Standish. Now, his family owns all sorts of Ford trucks. You won't be surprised to hear. F-150s, F-250s as well. And Nick Schmidt, who is pictured here, like I say, next to his beautiful wife, fantastic American couple here. He's wearing his checked shirt. He looks like, you know, he's going to use this for real work as well. And he says he's familiar with electric cars because he already owns a Tesla, but he's changing his Tesla for a Ford F-150. This story gets better, right? It's a former Tesla owner who's ditching Elon and going to Ford F-150. He says the Lightning is just as powerful and as dependable as any F-150. He's already been using, get this, he's already been using his truck to haul dirt and to haul lumber. Because, you, right, this chap, he is basically Ford's all-American hero. Like this, you know, they picked the first customer very carefully. Hey, I'm sorry I get cynical sometimes. Look, it's just the way I'm wired, and I mean it all. Very, very friendly fun. They have, of course, picked the first. It's such an important vehicle. One of Ford's most important vehicles ever. You're always going to pick the first customer carefully, but I did find it funny. Oh, and by the way, he's also been towing his Airstream. So let's have a look at this. He is a great demographic, looks like a great guy, lives on the family farm, has driven Fords for years, is changing from a Tesla because, hey, Ford is better. That's the message, right? He's been hauling lumber and dirt, and he tows his Airstream. Like all these, hey, here are the use cases for your Ford F-150 Lightning. I'm really pleased for the chap. And I'm pleased for you, if you're listening to this show and you have one of these vehicles on order and you've got one in the last week or so. Not sure the exact day that Mr. Schmidt took delivery of his vehicle, but I'm delighted to hear he's happy with it and using it already. All right, let's move on and talk about the Hyundai Ioniq 6. Now, we talked about the Ioniq 5 a lot on this podcast, but let's move on to the next one. Number six. This is going to be the sleek saloon, the sleek sedan. Zero emissions, of course, all electric, goes without saying. Makes its global debut in just under a month, 14th of July, at the Busan Motor Show, according to the Korean car blog. Now, the Ioniq 6 was meant to be out earlier this year, but according to some, the launch was delayed when Hyundai's chairman himself, Chung Yoo-sun, personally asked for tweaks around the front bumper, rear bumper, make it more aero, things like that. The Ioniq 6 follows the design philosophy of the concept car, which was called the Prophecy back in 2020. Now, this was just like this kind of polished stone you'd find on the beach. Kind of, it was all smooth corners and it was very much concept car-y. But looking at these spy shots, It's changed to be production fit, as it were. There's only so much you can do with a concept car, but it has remained many of those design elements and cues. Looking forward to seeing more of that. Hyundai describe it as an electrified streamliner. Really nice way of putting it, actually, because this does look very sleek, and we don't know pricing yet, but I'm imagining anyone who is cross-shopping Tesla Model 3, BMW i4, that segment of car, Polestar 2 probably, would want to have a look at this. Of course, built on the EGMP platform, 800 volts, very fast charging, 77 point something kilowatt hour battery pack, I would imagine, in this vehicle. Now, some changes to some of the car markets in Europe and the benefits that you get from driving an EV. First of all, let's go to the Netherlands, and it could be cheaper for EV drivers to use their car. Well, actually, EV and hydrogen, because they haven't dictated the technology, but simply zero emission. So if your car is zero emission, you'll pay lower parking fees from next year. Amsterdam is one of the most expensive places to park, and towns in Utrecht and Limburg already have free parking, but Amsterdam, very, very expensive, so they're going to do reduced parking tariffs for clean cars, and this is something that they will implement on a national level. I gather it's then up to the local councils and authorities to implement it in their towns or villages, and it definitely does not include anything that emits CO2, so plug-in hybrids or any kind of fuel-efficient car. Now, in terms of the Dutch fleet, 300,000 are emission-free of the 9 million cars on the road, and that's the Netherlands, but let's go to Norway, where we know that 90% of new cars being sold have a plug socket on the side. And the Norwegian Public Road Administration has put a plan together to remove some of the advantages of EVs. And the considerations are part of the plan to get people onto public transport and out of personal transport. The authorities outline how car traffic as a whole can be reduced by removing the preferences for e-cars. It says the benefits to electric cars are one of the reasons why public transport is underutilized, especially compared to before COVID-19. Now, the website electrive.com says, according to the proposal, the changes are the right to drive an EV in bus and taxi lanes that will be removed. Also, the reduced toll charges for electric cars will be going up. At the minute, they pay 50% of a combustion car. That'll go to 70%. And then from 2025, all vehicles will pay the same on the tolls. A lot of tolls in Norway. And Norway's government announcing in its budget it would abolish the VAT exemption for electric cars that cost more than €49,000 as of the 1st of January next year. It's a really big thing in Norway in terms of how much VAT is on. I mean, everything's expensive. A hotel, a burger, a car, everything's expensive in Norway. But one of the ways that they incentivized electric cars was to abolish VAT. So rather than add incentives for, you know, free money off the purchase price, they simply said, well, you can buy a combustion car, but you're going to pay a ton of tax. And that's a really interesting way of doing it that I think maybe more countries could look at, by the way. But anyway, that's an aside. So at the moment, that will go at the end of the year. So if you think about that, I think a lot of car makers, a lot of Norwegians will want to be buying an EV before 31st of December this year in order to not pay the VAT. And I presume it's 20%. It's always around that number for European countries. And also, I mean, this is for cars, €49,000 equivalent, it's, you know, €500,000 and over. But if you want a nice EV, so if you're looking at that top end of the market, I think there'll be a lot of car companies that divert their supply to Norway because there'll be a big customer demand. And then that might mean other countries can't get those vehicles so quickly. We'll have to wait and see. Now, Volkswagen targeting an annual output of 130,000 vehicles from Hanover. Production of the ID Buzz and the ID Buzz Cargo started earlier this month at Volkswagen's commercial vehicles plant. That's in Hanover in Germany. It's their flagship plant. And they've released some more numbers. Over the course of this year, they will increase the factory's daily production to 900 vehicles. So that is the ID Buzz, the ID Buzz Cargo. There they also make the Multivan and the T6. So not all electric cars. They want to produce around 15,000 buses this year. We knew that already. And they will build up to 130,000 vehicles in that main plant. Obviously, the combustion stuff will taper down. The EV stuff will become the only thing they make in time. With the start of ID Buzz series production at the plant in Hanover, it's now the fourth German production site for vehicles of the ID family. There's Zwickau, Dresden, and Emden, says Inside EVs. VW says around 4,000 employees at the Hanover plant have been retrained to make the ID Buzz and the ID Buzz Cargo. They're all made on different platforms with the combustion vehicles, but they do get made on the same line. The first deliveries of the ID Buzz and the ID Buzz Cargo in Europe takes place this autumn. That is as close as we get to it. We don't know any exact dates. Right, coming up on the podcast very, very soon. Leave us turned on because we will talk about some of those big Chinese names like BYD and NIO and vehicles from them we might want to know about, and more Tesla price rises as well. Stick around. Those stories, they're on the way.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One. Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
Okay, let's talk about what's happening in the wider world, actually. This isn't a financial podcast, by the way, but if you do follow those things, and some would call it financial meltdown, if you want to call it that, ABB, a very famous name in chargers, where they do a lot of stuff in electrification, but you probably know the name ABB in terms of the EV chargers, which are around, saying yesterday they've now postponed the listing of their e-mobility business because of tough market conditions. Of course, it always benefits any company that can float a part of their business, make it a public company. They can get a you know, hopefully a one-time hit of a big amount of money. Bad news there for ABB. The Swiss tech company says its plans to proceed with the IPO in the second quarter, challenged by recent market conditions. Now, yesterday was the markets were closed in the US, and today, Tuesday, has been a really, really good day. Now, like I say, this isn't a financial show, and I don't hold direct positions in the companies that I talk about. That would be, I don't think, very ethical, and it wouldn't allow me to be impartial. But I do watch these things, and there's been a huge bounce. But then again, so many of the companies that I follow, you know, the Teslas, Rivians, Lucids are down, you know, 50, 60, 70% this year alone. So they deserved a good day. Bitcoin, all the crypto is down as well. So ABB looking at that wider market and saying, you know what, we maybe will wait a little bit in terms of going public. Volvo Energy are next in the news, investing $5 million for a 10% stake in a second life battery energy company. They're a UK company called Connected Energy. And Volvo saying their investment is to facilitate the scaling up of second life battery energy storage systems to secure the circular business opportunities. Because there's going to be more and more vehicles coming off the road at some point, and second life battery returns are going to be third life are going to be an increasing business. Now, it's not a big business at the moment, but it will be. And so Volvo getting in from a climate and environmental standpoint, a business perspective as well. Once those batteries come out of cars, they might not be able to power, you know, a car to 100 miles an hour, but it'll certainly work in many, many other use cases, connected grid support or home batteries, etc. So they're looking at that business in the future. Now, let's go to China and BYD, a company that I've been raving about the last few months. And I know that loads of people don't. Obviously, you can't buy a BYD vehicle to have in your driveway, although you might have ridden on a BYD bus in America or in Europe. And this is a company that we will absolutely be talking about a load more in the future when they are selling cars to people all around the world. China's BYD is growing sales at a furious pace. They're about to close in on the Volkswagen FAW company, which is the top car maker in China. BYD growing their sales by 257% year on year. BYD's sales surging to more than 500,000 vehicles in the first 5 months of the year. That is more than the GAIC-GM collaboration, joint venture, more than Tesla, more than Chery, more than GAIC. The next four, all combined, that's their four EV rivals, combined. BYD are on fire right now. Their Song model is an SUV doing very well. It outshines the Tesla Model Y in sales numbers, by the way. And while legacy car makers are burdened with the transition from internal combustion engines to batteries, BYD benefits from a singular focus on EVs. The website asiafinancial.com says, in April, the company retired its ICE product lines after selling minuscule numbers. And BYD has withstood the production disruptions that everyone else had through COVID because of their supply chain. They're a massive company, many, many strings to their bow, and they can do everything from semiconductor chips, they buy raw materials, they make cells into batteries, they make the vehicles. So they're also spending a huge amount on battery plants as well, and will be selling components to companies like Tesla. One of their competitors is NIO. Let's talk about them a little bit in China. Are launching a new EV brand, giving affordable vehicles a shot at the market, going up against the likes of Model 3, Model Y. It's a sub-brand of NIO. They want to sell 500,000 cars a year. Don't know what the brand is called, but they'll sell vehicles from about $30,000 to $45,000 equivalent, which is cheaper than a Model 3 in China. They will, of course, have battery swapping, which is one of the USPs, or at least one of the key parts of the NIO experience. Their mass market EV brand will take on those vehicles I've mentioned, the Teslas, but they'll be so much cheaper because you don't pay for the battery. You subscribe to the battery, and then when you need it changed or it's empty, you go to one of their swap stations, nice full battery in. It's about 4 minutes, I think, the latest NIO battery swapping. Of course, they're also launching in Germany and Denmark, Netherlands, Sweden this year. And so I am looking forward to going to Germany later this year, maybe even next month in July, in order to have a look at their market launch there. Let's talk a little bit about their cars, the ES8, the ES6 and the EC6. They're now open for order in China for the next model year. And for individual consumers who want those SUVs, they have 75 kilowatt hour battery packs or 100 kilowatt hour battery packs. The models which are above 300,000 RMB don't get national Chinese subsidies, but because they're battery swap cars, they do. You see, Chinese maker NIO is also going to manufacture their own battery swap stations in Europe. They're actually going to have a plant somewhere, maybe Hungary, I think, here in Europe, to produce battery swap stations. Now, that's because they're expanding into Europe very quickly. And I know there's a lot of kind of China stuff at the end of this podcast today, a lot of NIO stuff as well, but it's all about the kind of don't say I didn't tell you, because in 12 months time or 24 months time, everyone else is going to be talking about NIO in Europe. And you heard it here on the podcast. I think you're interested in stuff like this. So always correct me if I'm wrong on email. And now the CEO of NIO said they want 1,300 battery swap stations around the world by the end of this year. And they're going to start making their own swap stations in Europe very soon. You know, the Aura Cat, or it was called the Aura Cat. Now it's the Aura Funky Cat in the UK. In China, they sell one called the Good Cat, and I can't work out how it's different from the Funky Cat that's on sale in the UK. Either way, a couple of days ago, the new revised spec of the Good Cat hit China. That is new interior theme colours, kind of looks more urban. It's got 401 kilometres range and costs about just over $20,000 equivalent, and that's why it looks to me like the Funky Cat, but there's like, I think it's called like the Good Cat, the Bad Cat, the Funky Cat. I don't quite understand the Aura brand, but either way, they're coming to the UK and those sales start at over £30,000 equivalent. So yeah, you're cross-shopping a Fiat 500e, you know, maybe a Corsair, a small city car. That's a lot. It's very rich for that car. I like it a lot, by the way. But I like it at 25 grand. I don't like it at 30 or 32. Now in China, Tesla are also reflecting those price rises that we saw here in Europe and the US saw. Tesla yesterday raising the price of the Model Y long range in China. The long range trim was up about $3,000 equivalent to about 19,000 RMB increase to now 394,000. That's about 59,000 US dollars equivalent. Always hard to do the comparisons because of incentives. So pretty much a similar price rise in China, whereas in the rest of the world going up and China prices going down. It's interesting that those prices going up as well. Right, question of the week with emobilitynorway.com. Taking a bit of a break for a while, and we come back with some new questions very soon. You can always email me anytime. My email address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Thanks so much to our premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, Derek Riley from the EV Review Ireland YouTube channel. Hi to Richard at rsev.co.uk. I dropped my watch, I didn't mean to. Richard at rsev.co.uk for buying and selling EVs in the UK, emobilitynorway.com, Octopus Electric Juice. They make public charging simple. They got one card, one map, and one app. And my friends at millbrookcottages.co.uk, great EV chargers that you can refill your vehicle while you enjoy some five-star luxury cottages in Devon. Right, stop playing with my watch while I'm talking. Mr. Lee, don't fiddle. Thank you for listening. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, and remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Capital One's tech team isn't just talking about multi-agentic AI. They already deployed one. It's called Chat Concierge, and it's simplifying car shopping. Using self-reflection and layered reasoning with live API checks, it doesn't just help buyers find a car they love. It helps schedule a test drive, get pre-approved for financing, and estimate trade-in value. Advanced, intuitive, and deployed. That's how they stack. That's technology at Capital One.